This is Rabbi Nissan L. Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, June 14th, 2022. We'll continue on Lamed Dalet, Amud Aleph 34a, the second section, the green text. And here we have a Braisa, Tanya. Echad mevi es ha'or. Right, one person, there can be multiple people involved in the cooking process. The first person brings the fire. You need fire to cook. V'echad maybe S.I.H. and the second guy brings the wood, because that you need too. V'echad shofes es hakdera. The third one places down the pot on the stove. V'echad maybe S.H.M.A.I.M. Next person brings the water. V'echad nosem etocho tablin. And the next person brings the spices. V'echad megis. And then the next guy, right, stirs the pot. Kulam chayavin. Every single one of those people is Chayav, is liable, right, for cooking on Shabbos. Right, Yontif, that would all be permissible. But here we're talking about cooking on Shabbos. So everyone's liable. Now the Gemara says, V'atanya, but we learn the exact opposite in a different braisa. Achron Chayav v'kulan peturin. Only the last guy is Chayav. Everybody else is exempt. Gemara says lo kasha. Right, it's not actually a contradiction. It's simply talking about two different cases. Hada aisi ur meikara. The first case where everyone's liable is when they brought the fire first. So then every person who keeps adding is adding to the cooking process and doing something that's asur on Shabbos. So you brought the fire, bad. Okay. Then you put the wood on the fire, bad. Then you put the pot on the fire, bad. Then you put the water in the pot, boiled it, bad. You put the spices in, bad. You mixed it, bad. What's the second case where only the last guy is chayav? Hada aisi or levasof. Right? The second case is when the fire comes at the very end. So one guy puts the wood, okay, but he didn't do anything yet. That we're just talking about, like, muktzah, yes, but in terms of Shabbos violations. Then the pot, then the water, the spices, nothing's happening until the guy lights the fire, and boom, he is the only one that is liable. So now we go back to that first case. And the Gemara wants to know, right, Bishlama, it makes sense, it's good, kulu ka'abdi maisa. Every single person who came is doing something additional that's prohibited. Ela shofes es hakadeira, my ka'abdi, the guy who placed the empty pot on the fire, what in the world did they do? There's nothing in it. The water's not in it yet. Spices are not in it, nothing. You're not doing anything. So Amar of Shimon ben Lakish, now you'll see the connection to what we learned before, says Reish Lakish, Hacha b'kedera chadasha askina. Now we're talking about a new pot. Umishum libun re'afin naguba. Right, and because of that halacha about heating the tiles, right, being the final act or testing, etc., but here it's probably the final act. So that is the prohibition. But if it was an old pot that was already heated, then it actually would not be chayav on Shabbos. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we have a different braisa, a different teaching that says, Tanu v'chirayim chadashim, an oven, or kirayim is where you place the pots on, that are new, harehen kecholat kelim hanitalim b'chatzer. They are like all vessels that are carried in a courtyard. Aval Ain sachin osan shemen. You can't rub oil into them. Tashin otob amatlin. You can't rub them with a rag. Ve'en mefigin otob etzonen kedei lechasman. Right? You can't. Although they warn you today not to do this with most pots. Right? If it's hot, you can lahafig is to cool down. So you can't cool it down in cold water in order to harden it. Right? You can't do any of that. Ve'im b'shvil lefos. But if you're doing it in order to cook with it, hare zeh mutar, then indeed it is prohibited. So a slightly different perspective in this Tanu Rabbanan, but that concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.